You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Welcome back to the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, and I'm a liar. I've been lying to you all this time. I spent the last 10 years telling you a bare-faced lie about one of the most critical questions you keep asking me over and over and over again, and every single time I've lied. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. But this has not been an intentional act of deception. This has simply been an overzealousness to give you an answer to a question I don't want you to ask. So what have I been lying about? Well, the biggest question that I see either directly asked to me or asked within communities when it comes to memberships is, what is the secret sauce? What is the magic bullet? What is the secret formula to success with memberships? And every single time I see that question, I die inside. I scoff. I throw up a little in my mouth because, of course, there's no secret sauce. There's no shortcut. There's no magic bullet. There is no wand that you can wave that will suddenly fuel your membership success. And so, of course, I scoff and I get on my high horse. I pull out the soapbox as I emphatically tell you, there is no secret sauce. There is no magic formula. Stop asking. Stop looking. Memberships are a business just like any other. And there is no magic bullet for business. It takes work. It takes market understanding. It takes having something of value. It takes a good sales strategy. It takes all of these things. But what it definitely doesn't take is a magic bullet. But that's a lie. I've been keeping it from you. I've been withholding it without even realizing it. And not only that, I'll tell you what's worse. There's not just one magic bullet. There are two. It's just not as sexy as you think it is. The secret sauce when it comes to membership is two-part. Data and feedback. Oh, I told you it wasn't as sexy as the idea of a magic bullet, a secret formula goes. And the thing is, when people are looking for that secret formula, when they want the magic bullet, what they're really asking for is a tactic. They are looking for a marketing tactic, a particular choice of advertising assets, a social media channel they should post on, and the secret strategy for when to post, what to post, that is going to guarantee that they'll get members. So they're looking for a marketing tactic 99% of the time when they ask, what's the secret? What's one thing I should do? What's the main thing that's working? They're not wanting to know fundamentals when that question is asked. That question is asked because people want a specific marketing strategy that comes with a guarantee. It comes with an assurance. And some of that, I think, is because a lot of people who are self-professed influencers and experts online who are doing business the way I don't like business to be done, they are trying to sell you on this idea that there's just a secret combination of things you need to do to unlock success. And that it's as easy as that. It's just a case of knowing the right order of the right steps and you're going to be successful. And that is just not true. That's the bit I haven't been lying about. There's no easy route. There is no easy button. There's no one marketing tactic that is going to make you millions. That's just not how business or life works. But there is a secret formula. There is a magic bullet. Those two magic bullets, data and feedback. These two things will lead you to success if you pay attention to them and you use them correctly. So if you're looking for that magic bullet, stop thinking it's a marketing tactic or a marketing tool. Definitely don't think it's a tech tool or an AI chatbot that's going to give you a secret formula. The fundamental truth is that your membership success will be so heavily fueled on data and feedback. Data in terms of what are members using? When you have your membership up and running, what are members using? What features are they engaged with? What features are they not engaged with? What's your churn rate? And how does that differ according to cohort? So what is the churn rate of someone who joins via a trial versus someone who doesn't? What is the churn rate of someone on your higher tier than someone on your lower tier? How many times do people log in? At what rate does that kind of start to erode? And how long after someone has gone inactive are they likely to cancel? Like, really understanding this data, collecting data, monitoring your stats, knowing your numbers, not just for inside your membership, but for outside of it too. What traffic are you getting to your site? Where is it coming from? How has that changed? What sources of traffic have increased and decreased? What's behind that? Have backlinks decreased? Have followers decreased? Has reach decreased? Of the traffic that comes, what do they look at? How much time do they spend on it? Do they opt in, and which lead magnets do they opt in for? What's the open rate after they've opted in? What's the click-through rate? Which emails convert the best? What is the click-through to your sales page? What's the conversion rate once people are on your sales page? This is gold. This is the stuff that's going to fuel so much, not just in your marketing strategy, but in your engagement strategy, your retention strategy. What is your churn rate? What does that equate to in terms of member lifetime value? So how much is every single member sign up actually worth to you? How could you move the needle on that? Do you actually earn more from your higher tier memberships? If you have a $50 tier and a $100 tier, people on $50 stay for a year, people on $100 stay for 6 months. Well, the lifetime value is identical. And so getting into this, getting into the nitty gritty, truly getting under the hood, collecting your numbers, analyzing them regularly, staying on top of trends, and knowing which pieces of the puzzle are performing the best, where the weaknesses are, what needs to be fine-tuned, what's improved, and what's behind that improvement, what has gone backwards, what's regressed, what's behind that regression, what content is appealing to people, both free and paid. All of this is data you need to know. That is a silver bullet. That should be the grounding point for everything you do. So often I get people asking me, you know, what's a good conversion rate to expect? What are the benchmarks? Now, we do collect data from the membership industry. We share that through our membership industry report. You can get that at membershipbenchmarks.com. Download it for free. And that's useful information, but really you should just be benchmarking against yourself, keeping on top of it. How are your conversion rates changing? Are they trending in the right direction? How are your member logins, frequency? How active are your members? Is that improving or not? Is the new feature you added increasing retention or decreasing it? You need to get a handle on that. A smart, savvy, successful membership operator knows their numbers, reads them, understands them, and uses that to inform their decisions. So that's your first magic bullet. And I've been telling you that you need to know your numbers forever, but I don't think I've been quite emphasizing just how critical this is. If you're looking to the secret for membership success, data is one piece of the puzzle. Knowing your numbers, paying attention to them, using it to analyze where your focus should be and make sure that you're working on the right things, that is half the battle. The second magic bullet is feedback. Member feedback is pivotal. Audience feedback is pivotal. You should be reaching out to your audience regularly. People who are on your email list, but they've not joined your membership. We want to know, why have you not joined? That will tell you what some of the hesitations, some of the frustrations are, some of the roadblocks and obstacles, some of the gaps in your marketing message. It'll tell you whether the marketing that you're doing to get people on your list is actually in tune with what you're offering them through your membership. That feedback, someone who is interested enough in what you do to get on your email list, but not taking that next step. We want to know why they're not joining, not so we can pitch them, but so we can use that to refine our strategy, to refine our value proposition, to look at our offer and make sure it's actually aligned. You also need feedback from people who do join your membership. When they first joined, what did they join for? Where did they find you? Again, so important. You should know where every single member who joins your membership came from, because otherwise, how do you know what marketing channels, what efforts are actually paying off? Now, we're in an era of multi-touch marketing. People very rarely travel in a straight line from discovering you to joining your membership. And so if you're just looking at the data without the feedback to back it up, you're not getting the full picture. You need that feedback to tell you that, okay, well, actually, I first discovered you through your podcast and I was on your list for 6 months and then the timing was right to join. Data's not going to tell you that. Member feedback is, but only if you are collecting it. When they're in your membership, you need to be getting feedback on how it's helping them, what they would benefit from that you don't already have, what they use the most, what wins they're getting, what frustrations, what's hard, what do they not understand. You need that feedback as well. We need to know, why are people here? What are they trying to achieve? And is your membership helping them to accomplish that? If someone leaves your membership, you need feedback and you need data from them. Why are you leaving? What's the main reason you're leaving? Is there anything that could be improved? That not only gives you an opportunity to try to turn things around, but bigger picture, that highlights some changes you might need to make. If someone's leaving and they tell you it's not what they expected, that doesn't necessarily mean your product sucks. That might just mean your marketing wrote some checks that your membership couldn't cash. And when someone has left, if they don't come back, we want feedback on what would it take? What would it take to entice you back? What are you actually doing now? What does someone do next when they leave your membership? And how can you align yourself with that? You need feedback. Feedback is oxygen to your membership. Now, of course, you're not going to change every little part of your membership based on every individual comment. Something that one person doesn't like, the majority might be seeing value in. You're not going to please everyone all the time, but you need that broader collection of feedback that you can analyze, where you can identify trends, where you can have stuff highlighted to you that you may never have thought about. You need data. We need to know everything about that member journey. And we need the feedback to complement that, because the numbers don't give the full story. Feedback doesn't give the full story. What people tell you that they do and they want is often different from what they actually use. Behavior and preference are often misaligned. So we need data and we need feedback to inform every decision. And they generally are your secret bullets. That is the secret formula. Those are the two most powerful things that you can be paying attention to. Every single decision should be backed by data and feedback. So if you don't know your numbers, if you're not on top of those, if you are not regularly collecting feedback from people at every stage in that customer journey, collecting feedback on what people in your wider audience are struggling with, like, how can you possibly create a membership that solves your audience's problems if you're not getting feedback from that very audience on what their problems are? Don't rely on guesswork. Don't convince yourself that you know more than your audience. You need to ask them. You need to get feedback. You need to collect data. You need to have that full understanding of everything happening in your business if you are going to achieve high degrees of success. So I'm sorry I lied to you. I'm sorry that I told you that there isn't a secret, that there isn't a magic bullet, that there's not some all-powerful lever that you can pull that will inform, fuel, drive future success. Because while I have been banging the drum about how important data and feedback is, I don't think I've been banging it loud enough. So here we go. Consider this a drum banging. The magic bullets for membership success are data and feedback. They are available to you. It's all there. The numbers are there. You just need to get them out. The feedback is waiting for you in your member base, in your audience. You just need to ask for it. You have the secret at your disposal. You have the magic formula in your back pocket. Go forth and use it. And I will promise not to lie to you again. That's it for this week. I hope you found today's episode useful. Get out there, get your numbers, get your feedback. I'd love to know your top takeaways from today's episode. I would love it if you could screenshot your device or take a photo of your computer if you're listening there. Screenshot it, get it on social media, tag me at Membership Geeks. Let me know you listened to the episode. Let me know if it's helped you. Let me know if you've got a top takeaway. I read, respond, and I will be so, so grateful to see you out in the wild listening to the show and paying attention to my loud drum banging. And if you do that, let me know whether you forgive me for this egregious lie I've been telling over the last 10 years. I hope that you do. And I hope you'll join me next week for another installment of the Membership Geeks podcast. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.